This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hanlon. Your calls, questions, comments, agreeing, disagreeing, liking, not liking, to use the Facebook analogy, since they're in the hot seat today. Although there's not a not like. Is there, Todd? What is there? What is the, you just like? You love. You can be angry. Whatever you are, let us know. We want to hear from you. That's what the program's for. You tell us what's on your mind. Simple as that. 258-0550. Yes, exactly right. I love that.
I gave you the buzzer so much, I got to give you the ding every once in a while.
What did I say there? I like the ding better.
Everything you said is right so far.
Okay, good, good. Then I get the ding. The ding means thumbs up. Yeah, the buzzer means not so good. Yeah,
it means like.
There you go. By the way, Will Gardner, the Secretary of State Republican nominee, endorsed a candidate to replace Al Jager will be here in just a little bit. We also going to chat with Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association. They have an informational expo coming up here in a little bit. So all that on the way on the program. Let's see some folks waiting to weigh in already. Chris in Bismarck is one of them. Back to our Jeff Sessions discussion. Go ahead, Chris. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Morning, guys. The people have the memories of goldfish. Jeff Sessions, Ted Cruz, Trey Gowdy, Ron Paul, they've been the four horsemen defending the Constitution for over a decade. They've been among the loudest voices protecting, defending the Constitution. And, Trey Gowdy, he's got a moral compass. He plays by the rules. The law is the law. There is no interpretation. He had to recuse himself from this investigation because he had intimate knowledge. He had relations with the investigated entity. So he had to recuse himself. And when you recuse yourself, hands off is hands off. 100%. You can't have any influence in that investigation. You can't touch it. And that's the way Trey Gowdy is. The law is the law. The rules are the rules. And you have to abide by them. We've been too long. We've had these attorney generals that played fast and loose with the law and the rules and the regulations. And finally, we get somebody in there that plays by the rules, that follows them, that follows the Constitution, that follows the regulations, and all of a sudden, people are flipping out, upset, and calling for his head.
Have you heard Trey Gowdy make a powerful argument that Trump and Trump supporters might actually like the outcome of what Mueller's doing?
No, but there again, it's hands off is hands off. If he comes out and makes a public statement one way or the other on this investigation, that is interfering with the investigation. And so, I mean, hands off is hands off. He has to recuse himself so he can't make any comments, no matter how much he wants to, no matter how much he wants to go out in the public and, ream Mueller through the mud and take him to the cleaners. He can't because he recused himself and he plays by the rules. So he has to be hands off.
So your bottom line is Jeff Sessions has done the right thing here. And President Trump should not fire Mueller, should just let this play out?
Well, I mean, let it play out because it's not, I mean, yeah, it's making him harder to be president and be a leader, but there's nothing there. It's been 16 months or more.
I agree. There's a nothing burger. And Chris makes a powerful argument here, folks. If it's a nothing burger, the point where now they are raiding the office of an attorney over a transaction claimed to be made with some adult film star? Are you kidding me? That's what now the apparatus of the special counsel has come to? Having to go to an attorney's office to say, hey, did you actually write this check and did you write it and who knew about it? I mean, oh my gosh, that means they have nothing. They have nothing.
Which, by the way, if they do find something, say they find a smoking gun that, right there, memo, a written letter from Donald Trump, signed by Donald Trump, dated by Donald Trump, stating that, you know, he and Russia and Putin colluded to win the election, they can't use it. It's inadmissible in any type of court of law because of attorney-client privilege. It was illegally seized through attorney and by the attorney-client privilege. They can't use any of it. So all
in my heart of hearts, I don't believe Donald Trump. Look, he's been in business a long time. You go about this a long time. I mean, he didn't just fall off the turnip truck. I don't believe he has done anything wrong. I mean, he would not be as combative if he was worried about something he did that they might unearth. He's taking them straight on. So I agree. Just absolutely let him throw everything out. Have it be a nothing burger and it'll go away. I don't disagree. I don't think scorched earth is the way to go. I don't, because I don't think they have anything. I don't think there's any there. That's the issue. Interesting point. Texture says this caller, bravo. So you got a bravo, Chris. Appreciate the call. Ray and Cooperstone, go ahead. You're next. And what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Okay. Regarding the recent chemical attack in Syria, either the photos that are circulating are falsified, or the Mossad from Israel did the nefarious deed of using chemicals on the Syrian people. Assad would be a fool to use chemical warfare on his own people at this time when he was aware that the U.S. had planned to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
Sure, that's assuming he's sane, Ray. We don't know. The madmen do crazy things, right? I mean, Hitler would be insane to think you can put people in gas chambers and you ultimately wouldn't be the subject of an all-out effort to take your reign down. So I don't disagree that, you know, that's a foolish move, but I don't think necessarily this guy's dealing with a full deck of cards. But that's a sidebar. Go ahead and finish out your point. Who do you think did it?
Now, why do I think that the Mossad could be involved? Netanyahu, the Zionist leader in Israel, wants the USA to be dragged into World War III. This would be the ideal opportunity to do this before the U.S. troops leave Syria. And regarding poor Trump's position in this case, the best thing he could have done is immediately, instead of telling him within 48 hours, we'll make a decision, his comment should have been, we are going to investigate, and you know investigations can take a day, they can take a month, 2 months. It would have given Trump a breathing time to take care of all these other matters that are facing him. So those are my comments.
Ray, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much for listening. Let's go to Ryan and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. My whole deal here is the fact that this is a total witch hunt. The Democrats got caught with their pants down. The Republicans started to do the same thing that the Democrats did. It's just stupid. We're wasting government money, our tax dollars, just to go out and try and prove that somebody's not fit for the office when he actually is. He is the people.
Ryan, appreciate the call. I'm just going to keep going here because a lot of folks want to weigh in, and this is an important topic today. So we'll just let you vent here. John, in Minot, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Democrats are reaching quite a ways to go from collusion between Russia and Trump to get Trump into office to Trump and collusion with a porn star to get Trump into office. I don't see the connection. And as far as the Republicans' goal and Democrats' goal, the Republicans haven't fought the Democrats on a darn thing. Except for Obamacare since 2006.
Question of the day: what should he do? Should he go scorched earth? That meaning, you know, you're all gone. I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm firing you.
He ought to fire the top tier of FBI, the top tier of the DOJ, and the top tier of the NSA. That's what.
John, appreciate the call. Texter says, if he has nothing to hide, why worry? Act innocent if you are. If Trump doesn't let this play out, they will forever have ammunition against him. They will always say he had something to hide. That's why he fired Mueller. If it comes to a conclusion and nothing is found, then there'll be another red mark against the Democrats. When is enough? Enough. Robert Mueller should be investigated for treason, says another. Here's a rather interesting and insightful comment from a listener related to alcoholism and the cause of it and whether it is a brain disease. I'm going to save that one for a little later on in the program. It's a response to our conversation with the First Lady on the Davis Prevention event tomorrow. But I'll get back to that one. Mac in Grand Forks says, I say fire Mueller and Sessions, deal with the firestorm. To quote the number one deplorable and swamp dweller, what difference at this point does it make? Interesting take. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's Construction Equipment Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Piper's Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Piper's Machinery Auctioneers at 877-700-4099 or view at Piper's.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Lots of conversations going on today, but one I want to talk a little bit about is revisit what happened this past weekend at the Republican convention in Grand Forks when two individuals were seeking the Republican nomination. One was Al Jaeger. The other was Will Gardner. And the victor was Will Gardner. After that, Al Jaeger had to make a decision. Do I go on to the primary or do I not? Obviously, having been on the ballot a few times, that would be an advantage for him, but it would also mean that Will Gardner would not only have to run a campaign against the current occupant of the Secretary of State's office, he'd also have to do that against the Democratic nominee, Josh Boshi. So a challenging thing. Al Jaeger, in a very gracious moment over the weekend, said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to retire. And obviously, after that many years of service, you know, you say, wow. You know, that's kind of a neat thing that all came together there. And, you know, you got a challenge politically, a difficult, you know, situation for Al, yet he handled it gracefully. So interesting to see that all play out over the weekend and talk a little bit about it is the victor, Will Gardner, seeking to be the next Secretary of State. Will, thanks for taking the time to join us. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm doing really well, enjoying second winter. How about you?
I call this the ninth winter. Yeah, 9th, 10th, 11th. I've lost track of how many winters we've had now. But, yeah, for sure, it's second at a bare minimum. So walk me through sort of just the emotions of everything this weekend. It was fun to see your family just hard at it. You had the kids there helping. Everybody was helping. And obviously a lot to do. But, you know, what did you think coming in and what did you think of how it played out?
Well, just to touch on the emotion part, my kids have come with me on my – different campaign trips that we've made. We've went to 44 of the 47 district conventions. The only ones we didn't go to are the three that were at the same time as other ones that were on the other side of the state. And so there was a great opportunity to be with my family during that time where they get to learn about the government and be with their dad and long talks on the road. I just feel so blessed. And so one person caught, just again, answer your question about emotion of the racer. One person caught my daughter and my son giving each other just this warm embrace. And, you know, you see kids that in families just like mine that fight and, you know, they want toys and they have disagreements about who's in whose bedroom and all that. And to see them just do something so mature and have so much emotion and passion and love for each other was that was just a wonderful moment for me to relive when somebody sent me that picture. But, you know, in the moments, it was, for me, it was all, I was all kind of in business mode. Everyone said, Will, why aren't you smiling? And I just had a lot of empathy for, the moment for the person who, was not, selected as the nominee and there could only be one. And so, you know, it took some reflection on my part to try to get over that because I appreciate the work that our current secretary has done for so many years.
So now you can get back into business mode, right? I mean, you come off with a big victory, and Al decides not to enter the primary. What was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I don't really want to comment too much on it or belabor it. This is the kind of character that we all know Al to have. And so I just appreciate his doing what he did. And we have so much to do, and we have so much that we want to talk about in terms of what we're going to do in the first 100 days, the first 200 days, the first 300 days. And it's a campaign that really has a lot of opportunity where we can talk about the things that we can do.
Talk about that. What is your top priorities? What are you chomping at the bit to do? Obviously, you've got to take this case to the voters, be on the ballot in November. And what's going to be the difference between you and your opponent? What do you want to do?
Sure. So you know, it's twofold. First, I want to improve and maintain the integrity of our elections. I say maintain because we've now put a big stopgap to the election integrity issue that we had. And that was the people voting without any form of verifying who they were. some voters. And even though still many of those voters were legitimate voters, there were many who they used an affidavit, and that was fine, but there were many that we just could not verify. And so the potential for fraud was high, and we just want to make sure that we stay on top of that. So election integrity on that part, and then the second part is the efficiency of the office. And people read into that and say, well, 21st century, and we're going to have lots of shiny new tech objects. And I say, well, that's not exactly the case. What we want to do, first of all, is make sure that our office is efficient. And sometimes you can have an office that is efficient by building software. But first, we start by improving the processes of the office to make sure that before we do any more projects or spend any more money, that we're first figuring out, can we do this without having to buy code or write code or start programming? And so that would be the first part of the on the efficiency side, is make sure that we're not overspending. And then the second part is that if we do start with those IT projects, that we are doing them in a way that is going to be successful, doing them in smaller pieces and then not changing the specs, doing proper preparation before, making sure that our plan is a good one. And then the first 100 days, this is above and beyond. There are some things that we're going to do that I call them net zero, Scott, just because it sounds really cool. But what it means is that we're literally not going to have anything. We're going to have to go back to the legislature and ask for more money for. These are just things that we can do to make the website more user-friendly. So, for example, 60 to 80% of the traffic on the web comes from phones. And if you can imagine going to a website with your phone and having to pinch, you know, you get frustrated with that when you have to pinch and zoom into a site, Scott?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to make that so you don't have to do that. It's going to be mobile friendly. And another thing we're going to do in the first 200 days is have the ability to communicate with another person in the office online without having to pick up a phone and call.
Are all these things heavy lifts, expensive, difficult to do, or are they rather simple fixes?
Well, that's why I call them net zero projects, because, again, they're not going to cost any additional funds that are going to have to come from the legislature. We can do a lot of this stuff in-house. I mean, as a matter of fact, the cell phone project where we have a mobile-friendly website version, that we've already built a model of that. And so on our website, you're going to have the ability to type in the address, and we already have a mock-up of what that site looks like. So
hold that thought, Will, if you would. We'll come back after the break. Will Gardner's with us, the Republican candidate, endorsed for Secretary of State in a race a lot of folks watched. If you have a question or comment for him, 258-0550, the local number. Text Todd or me, 226-8503, 367-2054.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by today by the University of Mary. They are doing great work in giving nurses a wonderful opportunity. And nurses have a lot of wonderful opportunities all on their own, just being nurses, taking good care of folks, and doing a marvelous job. And nurses also want to grow in their profession. And the University of Mary is helping to fill that need as well. You can find out more at their website, umary.edu. And nurses, take a look at some of this, the flexibility and the scheduling, if nothing else. I mean, the things they offer to meet your schedule, customizing them for you. So check that out, umary.edu. All right, Will Gardner is here. A few more minutes with him. He is the Republican-endorsed candidate for the Secretary of State of North Dakota, walking us through sort of his 100, 200, 300-day plan. So you gave us the ones that can be done without a significant financial impact. What's the heaviest lift that needs to be fixed, would you say, Will?
Well, again, it's making sure that some of these IT projects that have already been in place, that they get pushed through completion. And one of the things that I would probably like to think through a little bit is making some of those applications more user-friendly, and that may be not be a priority, but as people start using the system, we'll see and kind of assess how that is, because you can have a lot of software that is functional, but we need to make sure that it's also something that's very user-friendly. And so I think, again, just making sure that we're being good stewards of the taxpayers' money is very important. So that's just always going to be something that's going to be in the forefront of my mind. We just had my partner, business partner today came and told me, he said, well, we're going to have to, he has his taxes that he's going to be paying today. And he said, if we can get this state to have less taxes, then I wouldn't have to pay so much. Just joking. But, it's always on the forefront of our business mind that we are trying to make sure that, that we're being good stewards, in the public side of things.
What did you hear about most from people this past weekend and throughout the entire campaign? What do they most want from their Secretary of State?
Well, I think my message was pretty much spot on with the election integrity side and the technology. It was what the people wanted that was the reason why I ran. It wasn't something that I just decided to do on a whim. I really took the pulse and the temperature of the people. So that wasn't too much of a surprise. And then maybe a sprinkling of people that are interested in the Land Trust Commission and the Land Trust Board that the Secretary serves on with the Governor and the Treasurer and the Superintendent and Attorney General. And that's an important role to be in. And but mostly it's the first two that I talked about, elections and the efficiency side. And people are really excited, Scott, to be able to vote for someone that has just a different perspective. It doesn't take away from the past. It just it's just kind of exciting to have the ability to vote for a new person. So there's just some general excitement there.
I've heard a lot of discussion, and it's obviously mainly surrounding the potential for primary matchups of concern over, obviously, Democrats in an open primary in a state where you don't have, voter registration suggests that there is, an opportunity for mischief there from folks. Does that concern you? Are you among those that think we need to change that?
There are different rules in different states for how voter registration would be applied. There's nothing to say that you couldn't, depending on how you built the system, because we could do that in different ways if we did move to voter registration. Just as a reminder to our listeners that voter registration is a different concept than voter ID. ID is you're just showing some proof of identification, where registration, you are registering as either a Democrat, Republican, or some other party. But there are, when you talk about voter registration, one of the benefits, like you articulated, is the ability to just say, I'm Democrat or I'm Republican, and then you don't have this crossover that you're talking about. But in many states, you do have the ability to register same day. So if you did want to change your affiliation, you could still do that, and we might still have that problem depending on how that was worked out. But there's an independent feel to North Dakota, I believe, where people still want to have that opportunity. I side a little bit more towards, you choose your party and that's the way it should be. But voter registration, like I said, there are lots of other issues with it that if we can keep the integrity up, that's where I'd like to stay, is the system that we have today. And if we can have the accessibility and that integrity together, then I really like the fact that that we are doing it, I think, the best way than any other state. But I'm still always open to the legislature and what they see as their priorities. And I would consider anything that they were to bring up. So I'm not totally against it, but at this point, I like it how it is.
Well, thanks for the time. Congrats again on the success this weekend, and look forward to more conversations between now and November.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So some comments. Well, one I know that I promised that I would read. It related to our conversation earlier with Catherine Burgum. And this is similar to questions or comments that I get when this topic comes up. And I appreciate the dialogue, honestly. I really do. We have an open, honest conversation about these things, and then kind of decide, where we stand on these issues with an open, honest conversation. Okay. Here's one John said. John from Carrington. I know it sounds bad, but using Narcan to keep bringing the same people back over and over so they can continue to do drugs just doesn't make a lot of sense. I feel terrible for their families, but how many times is too many? They have to want to help and seek treatment. A lot of folks will hate me for this thought. You know, I don't want anybody to hate anybody for any thought, honestly. I think we can have a adult conversation about this and sort this out without anybody hating anybody or thinking about how we want to do it a little bit differently. But all I would ask you to think about in the scenario you laid out is whether or not the person's actually making that choice or the drug is. And again, that part of their brain isn't thinking rationally. That happens with a brain. We need to think about that. And it's hard to understand. Now, I sometimes when telling people tell me that, I say, well, how do you know? What do you know? Well, I've got to rely on the medical professionals help me understand that. Why it happens, how it happens. I don't know. So before I'm going to say, that's crazy, that's nuts, I know people that did this. Well, maybe they didn't have that part of their brain. I believe there are people who do not choose this. And people, no matter how much willpower they might have, how much support they might have, can't break it. That comes back to the chronic brain disease. That comes back to something in their brain. This texter says, I'm sorry, I can't agree or listen to that BS, referring to our conversation about a day of prevention. I just lost a cousin, age 38, to alcoholism, similar to Congressman Kramer's son. Another cousin is an alcoholic. My closest cousin took his life. My dad's brother took his life. All due to alcohol. It is a choice. It's also a spiritual issue. When we give our minds over to drunkenness, that's what happens. Let's blame alcohol. Instead, we glorify it. We have to have it all of the time. We push to have it at games, in theaters, to sell it Sunday mornings. Alcohol is of the devil, says this listener, and is just one of his many tools. To say addiction is a disease is to remove blame and responsibility from those who fail early on to make responsible decisions. Yes, alcohol is addictive and dangerous, but it is a sacred cow in our society. If there was as much fervor against alcohol as there is against guns, I doubt as many people would die from it. Not to even mention deaths from DUIs. Alcoholics are not victims. I understand what he's saying, and I do think the culture on the, you know, alcohol is okay, and, you know, people can use it responsibly, ignores, again, a whole lot of research. What I don't get is this business of it being a choice. And on the spiritual side, I think you can be a spiritual person. I think you can have a great deal of trust in God, but also have something wrong with your brain. Not unlike you would trust God, but you get cancer. What do? Well, you pray that it goes away. You pray when a loved one has it goes away. You're asking for help for that. But if it's a physical issue in you, it is. Same thing with alcoholism. This is what I believe based on what I've seen and heard from a medical professional in my life called my wife, but also from other people as well. And I would just ask you to be open-minded about that conversation so we can find a way to help. Because honestly, the gun violence problem, minuscule compared to the alcoholism problem. Even the opioid crisis and these things. Horrible, terrible, want to get our arms around them, want to provide resources. But alcoholism, much worse. Partly because of the culture you're talking about. And also folks that just fight it. You can stop. I want you to think long and hard. I'm speaking now to this texter. With a cousin he lost at age 38. Another cousin, an alcoholic. A close cousin taking his life. His dad's brother taking his life. All due to alcohol. You really think all of this was just bad willpower on their part? They couldn't suck it up, buttercup, and get it done? Please think long and hard about that. It's my take. I want yours. Jim in South Dakota, go.
Yeah, I appreciate your show, Scott, and letting us chime in with our opinions. I have a idea that Mueller is just hanging around until the Democrats might get control of the House, and then he's got free sailing. Or he's going to come out with that report that says, well, it could have happened, and then when they get control of the House, if they do, then they'll have something to run on.
Interesting take, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yep.
It's a swamp. It's the deep state. No doubt about it. Thanks for calling.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Secure energy. When I say those two words, what pops into your mind? You think, wow, we've had like 11 winters this year. Imagine if we didn't have energy. What would happen? That kind of cold. How about hot as blazes? We know that's coming, right? At some point, that'll be coming. Imagine no secure energy. So secure energy is very important. And our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future could tell you why clean, affordable, reliable, and secure coal make the difference. We call it homegrown energy around here. because it's power you can depend on. It's what powers Minnesota and North Dakota, and the affordable part of that's amazing. Flip the switch, there's light there. Now, East and West Coast, they don't get it, but we got to get it here because it comes from here. It's us. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 10 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, let me get in a call from John and Minot. Want to weigh in on our previous discussion, and then I'm going to bring in our next guest and talk about the Northwest Landowners Expo that's coming up in Stanley on Thursday. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, good morning. Really enjoy your program. I just was catching some of the topic on the addiction counseling and interventions. The lady that was on that was discussing you know, a number of the issues regarding the disease issue of the addiction factor. I'm a recovering meth manufacturer and addict, and went through a lot of cognitive redevelopment, restructuring, counseling, this type of thing. And you know, usually when we think about disease, we think about something that you know, that we're familiar with, like cancer, obviously, or some of the other factors that affect us physically, and then we have outward signs, and we go to the physician, and they say, yeah, you've got a disease. Well, when we start talking about chemicals that we introduce in our bodies, we don't always relate to it as a disease issue. It is obviously, like one caller talked about, a factor of choices that we make. I really feel strongly that I feel that choices are something that are introduced to us in our walk of life, and they're so deceiving and approach us so innocently that all of a sudden, you know, when we're starting to drink or we're starting to utilize marijuana or you know, whatever the drug of your choice is, it just grabs us and gets a hold of us once our body starts to tell us, hey, this is something we really like. My addiction counselor spoke highly of what they would refer to as epicureanistic behavior, and that is behavior that is relevant to the individual when it comes to the drug of your choice, because it your body tells you, whether it's alcohol, whether it's tobacco, whether it's you know, a number of the other drug issues that overtake us. And yeah, you know, we like to think that it's easy squeezy, we can just step away from it whenever, you know, we feel that you know, we think that we are, you know, too far gone. I do prison ministry and jail ministry and work with a lot of these guys that are, you know, so sadly overcome and overwhelmed by it that the power of the drug does speak for itself, and it's devastating. It's literally, you know, destroyed my life. I was just about dead several times, and fortunately, I came to a spiritual awareness that enlightened me to the point where the power is higher power, my life and transform me into a position where now I have the best life I've ever experienced.
That's a great story, John. That's an incredible story, and I hope you continue to share it and call again. I do have to go to our next guest that's only got a couple of minutes for us here because the show's about to end, but you've moved mountains by telling that story. You have. Keep telling it. Call back again. Thanks for sharing, and people need to hear that. They really do. Troy Coons is here from the Northwest Landowners Association. What are you doing in Stanley from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday in your expo? What's happening, Troy?
Well, we have one every other off legislative year. So every other year we have one. This is our second annual now. So we're the last one was very, very successful. About 400 people attended. What we're doing this time is, like always, we're being a conduit of information between state agencies, legislators, industry, meaning oil or wind, and private individuals and law firms. So at 10 a.m., we have an introduction. At 10:15, we have a lawyer talking on wind leases and easements. Then we have the DMR talking on legacy wells and rulemaking. And then at 11, we have wind development by the largest wind developer in the state, NextEra, is there to speak. Then we have lunch. After that, we have another individual talking about wind development. After that, we have David Glott talking on environmental issues and what's going on with the environmental part of the health department. Then we have Senator David Rust talking on legislative thoughts. And then after that, we have another break. Then we have Kathy Nesset, the vice chair of the Petroleum Council and owner of Nesset Consulting, to talk on technology and where things are going. And then we have Chris from Basin Electric, and he's going to talk on wind development in the state also and where things are heading. Then we have the PSC talking on some policies on wind and such. And then some closing remarks. So got a good balance between the state agencies, legislators, all the developers. We'll have booths there as well, so if people want to ask questions of these folks. And if we can't get something answered that day, we'll take the questions and we will get you the answer.
Well, a great opportunity to really connect with these folks. 10 to 3 in Stanley, Northwest Landowners Association event. So take that in. It'll be at the Montreal County South Complex in Stanley. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. Good event. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.